Welcome. You're most likely reading this book because you're either a hypnosis therapist or another form of treatment provider, or maybe you're personally interested in the many ways that hypnosis can aid with weight loss. It is clear that obesity and its related health problems are one of the greatest challenges faced not only by Western nations, but also by many developing countries. The Health Economics Review reports over $200 billion per annum to U.S. medical costs are related to obesity. Hypnosis offers a relaxing technique that can work comfortably on its own, but still improves every medically prescribed regime in a wonderful way. Hypnosis can even be the key element that produces positive effects for people who opt for bariatric surgery care. As the Western SAD, the standard American diet, expands to other countries with refined, high-fat, salt, and sugar-laden food and drink, levels of heart disease, diabetes, and other life-threatening complications are rising. For decades, the food industry has taken overweight people for a ride. Over $2 billion in 2015 alone in food purchases in the USA. Most of my clients have attempted multiple fad diets and other schemes that always disappoint them, making them feel even more depressed. Losing weight isn't that straightforward, but I know how to help you realize how you've got where you are and how you can't seem to let go of the extra weight and keep it off. I give you an approach because through my own excruciating experience and consequent study, I have found a method that has been unexplored before. It's been the secret to gaining control over unhealthy and disordered eating and unwanted weight gain. You know deep down there is a strong emotional bond that makes you unable to lose weight and keep it off? Given your dedication and willingness to spend countless hours and dollars studying and working with weight loss services, it is more than just food. It's more than just gambling. It's more than just emotional eating. It's another thing that you can't really put your finger on. This is about empathy. The fact is, you being overweight may have very little to do with health. Scientists like Bruce Lipton, PhD, and Candace Pert, PhD, have alerted us in recent years to the actual physiological changes taking place in our cells and our organs as a result of our thoughts and emotions. This makes sense that our fat actually starts with anxiety, rage, or an inability to let go of emotions and thoughts on a physiological level influencing us. Understanding the weight you carry. A person who feels too much weight always experiences the need to eat because he or she has experiencing too much in the world. It's not that she just likes the food's flavor or scent. It's the sensory experience, but it's not that she's just going through hunger pains or even that she's addicted to food, though those are all certain factors. Diets aren't working for her because they don't resolve her deep need to feel rooted in herself, isolated from the frustrating, distressing emotional turmoil surrounding her. Alimentation serves that purpose. For someone who feels too much, the tension of staying in the moment, not realizing what you're feeling and how to be removed from it, is profoundly discombobulating. The pain and discomfort is overwhelming, and you'll do whatever you can to avoid those feelings. If you are highly sensitive and empathetic, this will have a profound impact on your weight, as well as on your thinking processes and moods that influence your eating habits and your relationships with others. I'm sure you know everything about emotional eating, but you've still never heard about what empathetic eating is, too. The difference between the two is slight, but significant. To relieve your frustration and humiliation, an example of emotional eating would be feeling so depressed after an argument with a friend that you look for the stockpile of candy bars you might have in your desk drawer. Nonetheless, let's presume it's not you who have been in disagreement with someone at work, but two people in another branch. You're walking into the meeting room where they've just had a heated argument, and you're sensing the excitement and emotion. You feel restless and unsettled, and you've no idea why. You have a convincing impulse to creep back into your office to grab some candy as other